The Amazing Quantum Atom Story. The scientific battle of ideas included electricity. Despite a lot being known about the generation and use of electricity for heating and lighting, little was known about its nature. Was an electric current a smooth stream of cathode rays, or were there atoms of electricity? Irish physicist George Stoney proposed the existence of a single quantity of electricity in 1881, and in 1894 it was named an electron. Just 3 years later, in 1897, English scientist Sir Joseph J. Thomson discovered electrons. Another battle was bubbling along about light. German physicist Heinrich Hertz discovered the photoelectric effect in 1887, which suggested that light acts like a particle. In 1900, Max Planck proposed a law that accurately described blackbody radiation. However, until 1905, most scientists continued to believe that light was a wave, ripples of electric and magnetic forces called electromagnetic radiation. In 1905, when he was just 24 and still working as a patent clerk in Switzerland, Albert Einstein published a paper proposing that light travels as bundles or packets of energy, which he called quanta. Einstein also said these bundles of energy behaved as both particles and waves. Most scientists of that time initially rejected this idea because it contradicted more than 100 years a scientific understanding of light as a wave. In 1913, Niels Bohr developed a model of the atom that combined these ideas. Electrons orbiting a central nucleus that emitted a photon when they jumped from one level to another. Soon after, in 1917, Lord Rutherford, a New Zealand-born physicist working in England, refined Bohr's atom. He directed a beam of alpha particles through very thin gold foil and showed that the nucleus contains a core of positively charged particles he called protons, and that almost all of the mass of atoms is located in the central core. With the discovery of atoms and electrons, it seemed that everything could be explained in terms of particles. Then in 1924, a young French physicist, Louis de Broglie, questioned whether the dual wave-particle nature of light could also apply to matter, proving that all matter has both particle and wave-like properties. This revolutionary idea was summarized as, everything has waviness and everything has bulletedness. In 1926, Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger built on de Broglie's findings to introduce a theory describing the behavior of electrons in an atom by a wave equation in which electrons are located in what are now known as orbitals. These are essentially a heat map which shows the probability of an electron being in a particular location. The second last key finding was in 1927 by German physicist Werner Heisenberg, who proposed the uncertainty principle that says the more precisely the position of a particle is known, the less precisely its momentum can be predicted, and vice versa. Finally, in 1932, English physicist James Chadwick's discovery of a new uncharged particle called the neutron put the final piece of the modern atom jigsaw in place.